Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K4EI activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association 2-meter net. This net is held weekly on both Sundays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time on the W4VA 147.165 megahertz repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. This is a directed net, and net control will shortly invite check-ins. When prompted, each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call sign. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn, and once all participants have checked in, we'll invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should introduce themselves and may choose to describe any amateur radio or technical challenge they might be having, as well as any news or accomplishments that they'd like to share. We're always interested in any relevant amateur radio topics. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey and wait for the beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, simply ID with your call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. This is K4EI. My name is Jeff, Juliet, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I'll be your net control this evening. A few quick announcements here. First of all, of course, VAQP was this weekend. It just finished a few moments ago. So hopefully we'll have a few check-ins from folks who participated in that. And I suspect there are probably some tired operators after a fun-filled weekend. Anyway, beyond that, we've got our informal club breakfast, the next one coming up Saturday, March 30th at 8 a.m. at the Beach Row at Dana-Fauquier Hospital. And we've also got our next monthly club meeting coming up Thursday, April 11th. And that will be 7:15 p.m. down in the PASS Foundation building or via WebEx. So that's all I've got as far as announcements right now. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make? If so, please call now. Okay, well, again, we just wrapped up the 2024 edition of the Virginia QSO Party. And it certainly was a beautiful weekend for all the folks there at running mobile. And it was a pretty terrific weekend, I'd say. So, again, hopefully we'll have a few check-ins this evening, and folks will be able to relay some of their experiences with it. With that, let's go ahead and get some check-ins. Let's see if there are any Echolink or Internet-connected stations first. If so, please call K4EI now. Okay, none heard. Do we have any mobile stations? If so, please call K4EI now.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Zulu, Uniform, Mobile.
Okay, I got Kilo, Kilo, 4. Can you repeat the rest of your call, please?
Zulu, Uniform, Uniform, Mobile.
Okay, I've got Kilo, Kilo, 4, Zulu, Uniform, Uniform, Mobile. Any other mobile, please call now.
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel, Mobile, in and out.
Okay, it's November 4, X-Ray. What's the rest of your call, please?
X-Ray Charlie Hotel.
Okay, I have the N4XCH mobile in and out. Any other mobile stations?
This is Kilo 4 Mike mobile in and out.
Okay, the last station was down in the noise. Can you try once again? Okay, I've got no copy on that. Can you give us a few minutes, and we'll circle back and see if we can pick you up then, all right? Any other mobile stations, please call.
Kilo 4 Mike Mobile.
Roger, Roger. Sorry. I've got Kilo 4 Mike Mobile in and out.
All right, I'll bite on the mobile, KM4OZH.
Okay, Gil, good copy on you. Any other mobile stations?
Kilo 4 Hotel Charlie Oscar.
Okay, Kilo 4 Hotel Charlie Oscar. Any other mobiles? All right, let's go ahead and get regular general check-ins. Please give me your call slowly and phonetically if you could, please. Stephen, AG4SR, I've already got you on the log, so you're good. All others, please call K4EI now.
Kilo 1 Hotel, Tango Victor.
That's Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
All right, let's hold there. Who is that station? Can you repeat that call slowly, please?
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Okay, I've got K1HTV and WD8QCN. Others, please call now.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
November 7, X-ray, Uniform India.
KQPI.
Oscar 4, November, Mike Charlie.
Let's hold it right there for a second. I've missed a couple already here. All right, after the first two, I've got K1HTV, WD8QCN. There was a station after that. Can you please call back?
November, Radio 3, November.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Tango.
Okay, I've got November, Radio 3, November. Then I've got K3FR. There was another station after K3FR, a November 7 station. Can you please call back?
Yeah, this is November 7, X-ray, Uniform, India.
Roger, roger. November 7, X-ray, Uniform, India. Okay, and then I've got Harv, KQPI, and Travis, W8BT. Are there other stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, Mike Charlie.
November, Bravo, 3 Alpha.
KQ4, Mike, Hotel Sierra.
All right, let's hold it there. The last station, the KQ4, can you repeat the call, please?
Mike, Hotel Sierra. KQ4, Mike, Hotel Sierra. Bill in Woodbridge.
Okay, Bill, I've got that. Okay, any others, please call.
K4, GVH, Robert. We'll wait, and I'm in Madison, Virginia.
Kilo 4, Sierra, Oscar, Oscar. No comment, just logging tonight.
All right, let's hold there. All right, after the last station, I acknowledge WABT. The station right after that, I need a recheck on you. Then I've got NB3A, KQ4MHS, K4GVH, and K4SOO, no comment. So the station right after WABT, I believe it ended in November. Mike, Charlie, can you please call back?
Kilo Oscar 4, November, Mike, Charlie.
All right, very good. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Mike, Charlie. Sorry about that. And I appreciate you all for the patience, guys. I write very slowly, so if it's a little fast, then often I won't pick it up. Okay, any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Golf 4, Echo Hotel Lima.
Can you repeat that call again?
Kilo Golf 4, Echo Hotel Lima, KG4EHL.
Roger, roger. KG4EHL, gotcha. Any others?
K3ATR, in and out.
Okay, K3ATR, in and out. Any other check-ins this evening, please call K4EI now.
Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Bravo.
K04VNZ.
Okay, Chuck, K04VNZ, got you. Any others? All right, let's head on up to the top of the list here and get some comments, hopefully some VAQP experiences. Let's start with KK4Z, Uniform, Uniform, Mobile. Over to you from K4EI.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I'm about to get back. I think I remember a moment when I sent a picture of the horse and buggy on the back road down here in Bethesda, so there. My wife asked me where I was, what country I was in. I thought that was horse buggy. Anyway, I'm tired. I'm going home. Back to that KK4ZU.
Well, very good, Dave. Safe travels the rest of the way home, and glad you had a good time. Okay, then we've got November 4, X-ray Charlie Hotel, Mobile, in and out. And let's see, K4M, in and out, and KM4OZH, Mobile. Jill, how are you this evening?
Well, actually, all in all, we're doing pretty good. Didn't break too much stuff, but the pieces that did break, I was able to fix on the side of the road. I do bring a soldering iron with me, plugged it into the inverter, and put my my 220 antenna back together. I had to rob part, well, some parts off a part of it. The element broke, the radiating element broke off. I struck something. I don't know when it was, but then all of a sudden it didn't work very well. And then I looked at it and I said, "There's parts missing here." So I took one of the welded the brass radials off and made that into I just measured it 12 1/4 inches and soldered that on there through a solder lug to hook that together. And then I got a gob of solder on it, and then out of my trunk got a piece of chrome moly welding rod, cut that off and made this a steel radial. So it was back working. I don't know how good, but it's HTV will probably complain because I couldn't get him sometimes, but other people said it worked good. So anyway, it's all good. I'm only a mile and a half from home, so I think I'll make it, and it was a good contest. I think conditions were actually, for me, seemed like kind of poor yesterday, and that HF conditions picked up today. At least that's what I thought. So all in all, I made over 533 contacts, and which is I made 486 last year, so it's better than last year. So have no idea how many multipliers. I have to calculate that. So that's all I got, and appreciate everybody that gave me the comment, waited on me, and gave me and told me when I was doing something wrong. I appreciate it. KM4OZH. Back to you, Jeff, and back to K4EI.
Well, my goodness, Gil, that sounds like quite the saga you had there with the repairs. It sounds like maybe there's a club presentation or something about how to fix stuff when you're mobile or something. Anyway, it sounds like you did a terrific job, had a terrific time, and congratulations on the 533 contacts. That's quite something. So, real terrific there. Let's see, K4HCO Mobile. Jeremiah, how are you this evening?
Good evening, K4HCO. Well, it was my first contest, and wasn't looking to score a lot of points, but I sure had a lot of fun, and learned a lot about my gear, learned a lot about capabilities, and I gotta say, Gil's story, that's a crafty ham vet right there. Outstanding. It's K4HCO. Back to net.
Well, real good there, Jeremiah. Glad you had a good time, and congratulations on your first contest and getting out of mobile in your first contest. So, yeah, real good there. We had had great weather, and it was a good day or a good weekend to drive around. So glad you had a good time. All right, well, that takes it down to the end of our mobile stations. So let's head on back up to the top with the general check-ins. AG4SR, Stephen, how are you this evening?
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much. Doing very well. I enjoyed my first Virginia QSO party as well, and was able to make 63 mobile contacts on Saturday, and today was able to make 120 contacts for a total of 183, nowhere close to Gil at 533, and I'm sure that, that we've got some others in the club that probably did a few more than that. But I was able to work 10 bands over the course of the 2 days from 160 meters to 70 centimeters, and I was quite thrilled with that, being able to basically work every band that my radios are capable of doing. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about what my limitations are, and by accident, I realized that yesterday's operations, while mobile, all ended up being QRP. I didn't exceed 5 watts, so I thought that was pretty interesting as well. Thanks, everybody, for the help and the lessons learned, and for everybody that made contacts. It was a ton of fun. I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. I'm at Control, K4EI. This is AG4SR.
Well, thank you there, Stephen. Sounds like you hit a number of milestones over the weekend then, so real good on that. And, you know, especially hitting the 10 bands all on QRPs, that's quite a feat there. So congratulations are certainly in order. Let's see here, K1HTV, Rich, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, K4EI in the net, K1HTV, thanks for doing the net, and boy, what a contest. Thanks to all the mobiles. There's so many mobiles out there that we They all were able to work, and they did a great job. And a lot of new guys, boy, that as you've heard, have never been on the air in a contest. So hopefully it was a positive experience for everybody. I ended up working, making 1,002 QSOs. I did hit the 1,002 mark right at the last minute. And of those, there are 11 dupes, so actually 991 QSOs. 180 malts, I think there are a couple of malts. There's at least one malt, a TO3Z that I worked as Guadalupe, may not have logged right, so I'll have to check that out. Total of 334,440. Nowhere near as good as the guys up at KW4VA, but a lot of fun. Worked all bands from 160 through 70 centimeters. The big band was 40 meters, a total of 456 contacts of the 1,002. Almost half of them made on 40 meters. CW, I haven't checked the mix yet, but it was biased towards the CW side. And try to work as many mobiles, three-point mobiles, as possible. So, time to go upstairs and have some breakfast. I haven't had any food all day long, and I'm going to make myself a big roast beef sandwich and some coleslaw that I made, and I'm going to be listening to the rest of that as I munch away. Thanks again for everybody who participated, and hopefully you had a good club score. I don't know if we beat the PVRC guys. There are a lot of guys out there, PVRC guys in Virginia. I will submit my log as a PVRC member. I will submit it as a FARA member. So, back to Net Control, K1HTV.
Well, thank you there, Rich. Yeah, and for by all means, get something to eat. So I have to confess that every time I got out of the chair over the weekend to do whatever, whether it was to eat or to go for a walk or whatever, I thought of you and your admonishment to butt in chair if you want a good count. And the count that you get every year is testament to that. So congratulations are in order, as they always are. So terrific job there. WB8QCN, Steve, how are you this evening?
Before EI in the net, WB8QCN, even Jeff, thanks for taking her tonight. Doing good here. Didn't get on VAQP, but kept poking at the DX. Did manage to work the East Care Body Station early this morning. Woke up early for some reason, about 6 a.m., and he was just booming in on 40 meters down on 7056. So look for him early in the morning if you can't catch him otherwise. Other than that, just lots going on at work. We've got the big satellite show, big show of the year. Trade show coming up down in D.C. this week. I guess it actually starts tomorrow evening, but I'll be down there Tuesday, Wednesday. And then meetings on Thursday and Friday. It's proposal season starting up. So that's all I've been up to. Back to you, K4EI in the net, WD8QCN.
All right, well, very good there, Steve. Glad you were able to get a little bit of radio time in for sure. And, yeah, the satellite show sounds interesting as well. So hopefully the meetings will go pretty quickly and the rest will be enjoyable. NR3N, Angel, great to hear you this evening. How are you?
4 Echo India, this is NR3N. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for doing the net, Jeff. I just finished playing on the Virginia QSO party. Didn't participate as much as I wanted to. I have other things that I'm doing. Have a work trip starting tomorrow. But I did work on a few other stations, and I want to thank especially all the club members that contacted me. Let's start with KW4VA, KG3V, K1HTV, WABT, K2PI, and 1RM. He's not a club member, but he used to work with me at Boeing. K4SO, KG4EHL, W4RKU, and KM4GDX. If I forgot someone, well, I'm sorry. Thank you anyway. It was a good VAQB. I made 245 contacts. I ended up on 80 meters this evening. I figured, hey, you know, let's jump on 80 meters at the end of the QSO party and try to make as many contacts as I can on 80 since I didn't hit 80 before. And, it was actually pretty fun. I had a good time even though that I didn't spend all day or both days on the radio. I just sporadically jump on the radio and made a few contacts here and there,
and then I worked around the house and doing laundry, packing, all that sort of thing. But anyway, thank you all for the contact. I appreciate it. Hopefully everyone had a good time. And you guys sounded amazing out here. Harp, K2PI sounded really good. K1HCE sounded really, really good. K4SO sounded absolutely amazing. So anyway, you guys, thank you for the contact and 783. Back to you, Jeff, K4EI and R3N.
All right, well, real good there, Angel, NR3N from K4EI. Sounds like you had a terrific time in the VAQP, and I operated very much like you did, kind of in and out of the contest all weekend, just had some other stuff going on, but I was able to enjoy every minute that I was able to do it, and it sounds like you did as well. So, again, real great to hear you this evening. K3FR, Ron, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff, K4EI, K3FR, and... Well, I did have a weekend, but it wasn't as productive as what I would like to have had. I had some systemic and also some of my health issues here got in the way, and wasn't able to put in as much time or make as many contacts as I wanted to, even with my compromise station here. Did spend some time Saturday afternoon on 40 meters phone. Very good there, worked a number of people. I want to shout out to Robert there, who I worked on 40 on phone, and he's really plugging along there. I ended up making about 24 contacts and pretty much about the same number of multipliers. I made one contact on 20 meters too, but 20 of us, I just went up there too late and didn't make anything. Couldn't see or hear very much of anything. That's my problem, is I don't hear very well here. K4EI, K3FR.
All right, well, real good on being able to work some on 40 there, Ron. And, sorry to hear about the health issues, but certainly they are the priority when they happen, for sure. So hopefully all that will resolve soon, and you'll be back 100%. Let's see, N7XEY, Stan, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Doing quite well. This too is my first CISO party. Made a whole whopping 10 contacts, primarily VHF and UHF. Did hear some folks on 220, but I had the Baofeng radio there, couldn't reach out. Tried some 900 megahertz stuff. I put some hex editing on my XDR5580. Didn't hear anyone, but at least I got the calling channel programmed in. And then tried the 1.2 stuff, but 1294.5, but no joy there. So not too many contacts, but for me the big success was actually proving that my setup was working. And learned some areas that I definitely need to refine on procedures and checking on equipment and getting the log programming down. So not too many contacts, but good experience for me. So, again, 7XY, back to net control.
All right, well, real good there, Stan. And, the VAQP is a learning work in progress for a lot of us. So congratulations on the first contact you made and running the gear and finding out what works and what doesn't and all of that. So real good there. Harv, K2PI, great to hear you this evening. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. K4EI and the net from K2PI. I'm doing fine. Good to hear everybody, and I want to thank everybody else who worked me this weekend, including the mobile stations, the few that were operating CW. It was nice to get a couple of contacts and some good multipliers in the log. I think I worked 18 hours of the contest, or 18 hours during the entire contest period. So I had a fair number of time in the chair. A couple of times I had to walk away, and it was a couple of times that early this morning there was absolutely nothing going on. It wasn't worth sitting around for three contacts an hour, but it's gotten better, or it got better later on in the day. Started off working some upper bands. I worked entirely HF, no VHF, and no voice, only CW. And I ended up with 577 contacts and a little bit over 140,000 points. That ended up with 124 multipliers, including 43 states or Canadian provinces, and then 45 Virginia multipliers, and then a number of DX stations from all over the Pacific and into the Middle East and, of course, Europe and a bunch of others. So had a good time. I would say that initially the higher bands, like 15 and 10 and 20 even, were really depressed or they were inconsistent. They were open for a little bit, and they closed for a few minutes, and they did open again. I've seldom seen that, but something was disturbing the ionosphere. But it sort of solidified later in the day on Saturday, and then I didn't hear any of that today on Sunday. So all pretty good. Anyway, had a good time, just a lot of time with headphones on my head listening to static, unfortunately. Back to net, K4EI, K2PI.
We're real good there, Harv, K2PI from K4EI, and yeah, I agree. The upper bands definitely kind of came and went a bit over the weekend. And certainly congratulations, especially for that many contacts on CW. So terrific job there. Travis, W8BT, how are you this evening? Travis, W8BT, are you there?
Thanks.
Go ahead, Travis.
Thank you, man. That's PO on KWHQ. Is this FPO?
Okay, Travis, we're not hearing you. It sounds like you've got some technical problems on your end. I'll circle back around towards the end, so we'll try it again in a few minutes, okay? Let's see, KO4NMC, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, K4EI, and doing well. I enjoyed my time this weekend with the Central Park. This is the only contest that I do annually, and I do really enjoy it. I was mobile the whole time, so out in what was just fantastic spring weather in Northern Virginia, up and down the skyline, kind of around the other kind of Northern Virginia counties today. The only big thing that I ran into is I had a last-minute sort of emergency vehicle change before the contest. I had to mount an antenna that was not recommended for a mag mount on a mag base. I had a couple of issues with that, which were comical at times on Highway 66. One other time on the bull run down the States. But other than that, it was great. Appreciate everybody, all the people out there. There's a lot of KQ calls, so a lot of folks were in the contest, and that was a lot of fun and encouraging. So thank you for all the big stations, K1HTV, as well as KW4VA, helping spot and flush out the contacts all around. It was a lot of fun. Appreciate everyone's help, and always a good time. So thank you to all, and thanks, K4EI, for doing the net. And back to you.
All right. Well, very good there, Alan. And sorry to hear about the emergency vehicle change. That's quite a wrench in the works, as they say. So it sounds like you surmounted it with aplomb, as they say. So real good on that. And sounds like you had a good time in spite of the little wrinkles there. NB3A, Justin, how are you this evening?
Take that for a second, K1HTV.
Go ahead, Rich.
It's K1HTV. Travis, if you're listening now, you don't have PL on your transmitter. When you were keying it, you were QRMing the station, the last station that we're about, that was a little bit stronger than you. But turn on your PL, then we'll hear you a little bit later. Thank you, Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Yeah, thanks for that, Rich. K1HTV from K4EI. Justin, NB3A, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Jeff and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. Let's see, actually had a lot of fun. First time I've been fixed at home during VAQP, made 711 QSOs, 165 molts. I think that's a PR for myself. Got a lot of DX on 10 meters and a lot on 20 meter phone. So really had a lot of fun working a lot of the new guys and band hopping with some of them, and then also all the new mobiles. So yeah, I'd say considering that it wasn't a huge, I had some time off, a decent amount of time off, but out of care, as it were, and it was still
a pretty good score. Like I said, I think a personal record for me, 139,000 or so with 711 Qs after dupes. So, had a ton of fun. And I'll just say thanks, everybody, and especially to the Mobiles, of course. And that's all I got. Back to net from November Bravo 3 Alpha.
W8BT, they get my tone fixed.
Roger, roger. Travis, hang tight just a second. Justin, thanks for that, and congratulations on working from a fixed GTH this time. Most of us think of you as running mobile or doing a POTA or SOTA or thing, sort of thing. So working fixed is kind of a different thing for you. So congratulations on the success there. And yeah, Travis, it sounds like you've got your PL tone fixed there. So let's send it over to W8BT. How are you this evening?
Well, Jeff, apparently I'm a little bit burnt out. I checked in on my HT on the porch, but came into the shack to actually transmit in the net, so the light didn't screw me up or anything. But when I came in, I saw the S meter all the way up, but didn't hear anything, so I tried to change the tone, and I guess I screwed that up. But I just wanted to say it wasn't the my greatest QSO party as far as the score goes, but that noise is still there. But anyway, worked a little bit of CW this year, and that kind of, I think, threw me for a little bit of a loop, but had a good time. Had 56 CW QSOs, and I want to thank Angel, Harv, and Mark, K4SO. They sent me the personalized thank you. I think none of them really expected to see me on CW, but I was using CW Skimmer to decode it, but and had one of them to send it. But actually ended up working a lot of stuff. Even it took a day of practice yesterday to be able to work NR4M today twice, but I did work him twice on 40 and 80, once on 40, once on 80. At like 30 words a minute, and yesterday I was just too slow. I couldn't get back to him. Next thing I know, he's calling CQ again. So I appreciate all the contacts this year, and the Mobiles did really well. I worked some KQ4 Mobiles that were sounded like they've been doing this for 10 years. I don't know. Maybe they started listening to Matt last year or something. I don't know. Anyway, had a great time. Appreciate all the QSOs. It's W8BT, back to net.
Well, real good there, Travis. W8BT from K4EI. And, sounds like you had a good time. And congratulations on working it with CW. So that's the 56 contacts there is quite a milestone. So, congratulations for that. And, good times for sure. All right, with that, let's send this over to KQ4MHS. Bill, how are you this evening?
Doing good, Jeff, doing good. I took this opportunity on this wonderful day to work around the shop and put in three ground rods, drove those in manually, and then tied them together, and then I have my two antenna mounting areas now grounded out, and one step done, a couple more steps to do, got some lightning arresters to put in and some clean up on the ground stuff in the shack. But it was a wonderful day to be outside, so I hope everybody got a chance to be out there. That's all I got for you tonight. Have a good evening. Good evening all, and KQ4MHS, back to that.
Well, very good on the three ground rods, Bill. Grounding is certainly a thing that sometimes doesn't get enough attention. So real good on you for taking care of that. So that will hold you in good stead for a lot of different reasons down the road. So real good. And it was, as you say, it was a terrific weekend weather-wise for doing that kind of work. Let's see, K4GVH, Robert, how are you this evening? K4GVH, Robert, are you there?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the fair and that this evening. The name here is Robert. Just thought I'd check in here to keep the numbers up. And yesterday I made a lot of contacts on the Virginia QSO party. Made 70 contacts last night, and today I made 76. So I did a lot on the Virginia QSO party today and really enjoyed that. but I wanted to get up to 100, but it was a lot of duplicates out there, duplicates, and couldn't work them in, but I did work a lot of them and made 76 contacts. Other than that, Travis is still working on my Kenwood TS-690 and trying to get that looked at. And I know he can just take the time on it and get through it when he can, but I sure do miss that HF Radio Reaver, but I'm a dad tonight and won't be going back home until tomorrow, but it sure is good to hear everyone on the Farinet. Hopefully I could have made it to the club meeting this past week, but poor Chuck was sick, and hopefully we can make it to next month's meeting. Other than that, you take care. You're doing a great job as usual on the net. And this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GBH, it's Ted Hickory.
Well, thanks for that, Robert. Sounds like you had a good time in the VAQP, and congratulations on those contacts Saturday and again today. So real good on that. Let's see. Then we had K4SOO. James is no comment. And so with that, let's send it over to KG4EHL. Robert, how are you?
K4EI in the net, KG4EHL. Hello to everyone on the net this evening. I had a great QSO party, learned a lot, and that's what I try to aim for. I don't have a lot in the logbook, as many as I'd like to, but running low power QRP, from an attic antenna, what are you going to get, right? So I worked as many as I could. But nicely enough, there were some openings. There were some openings. It was back and forth. I think K1HTV and K2PI mentioned, 10 meters, 20 meters. You just had to hit it right. I hit a few right, so I do have some, 4 DX and 15 states. So that worked out pretty well. It was a little bit harder for me to hit anyone near or closer, but worked what I could. And, of course, as it turns out, hit some of you nearby. And, hitting the hams that are really good at CW, and my fingers stopped working or whatnot. So I want to thank K1HTV and K2PI, especially for being patient and working with me. But more to work on and get back up to speed, and looking forward to next year already. So I might try something a little bit different. I might try that expedition like I was going to this year. But everyone great. Sounds like everyone did great, and appreciate everyone working me. See you at the next meeting and talk to you on the net. Back to net control, K4EI, KG4EHL.
Well, very good there, Robert, on contacts in the VAQP, and especially doing a QRP. And the 4DX in 15 states, congratulations on that. And congratulations on doing it with CW as well. Again, there's an extra couple of hoops to jump when you do it that way. So congratulations on that. Okay, let's see. Mark, K3ATR, was in an Eric. And so with that, let's send it over to A1RB. Reed, how are you this evening?
K3ATR, I'm back whenever the next guy's done.
Roger, roger. Got you, Mark. Go ahead, Reed. Reed, A1RB, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. K4EI in the group, A1RB. Sorry, I had my mouth full of spaghetti. I had to cook dinner right after the contest because I was starving. But my modest contribution to the club total was 107 contacts. I was not BIC all the time, obviously, but the weather and everything, the outdoors was so beautiful this weekend that I was lured outdoors to go for walks here in the Shenandoah. And I also had had to spend some time fooling with my antenna. So that took some time away. I could not figure out how to get my key to work with the computer. With the radio in conjunction with the computer program, N1MM. So I didn't make any CW contacts, but I'm going to study that and figure out how to do it next time. I did go up to Woodstock Tower I bought a ham sandwich at the Fort Valley store and drove on up to the Woodstock Tower and made a few contacts on VHF. So I had it was all fun, all good fun, and I want to do it again. And with this experience behind me, hopefully I'll do better. So K40I and the this is AA1RB. I'll turn it back to the net.
Well, thanks for that, Reed, AA1RB from K4EI. And, yeah, sounds like you had a terrific time up there in Fort Valley. Certainly was a nice a weekend weather-wise to be climbing up Woodstock Tower, and glad to hear that you made some contacts up there. So as we chatted about a few days ago, I made a trip up there a few years back with a handy-talkie and got back into our repeater here. But sounds like you you did a good job there making those VHF contacts there. And congratulations on the 107 contacts. Let's see, with that, let's go back to Mark, K3ATR. How are you this evening, Mark?
Evening. I'm doing great. I think I told folks last week I wasn't going to be able to do much in the contest. I got a little bit lucky, squeezed in a few hours here and there yesterday. And then maybe a couple hours this afternoon after church, maybe a little more than a couple, but I was able to get up to about 238 QSOs and rough estimate, a little over 26,000 points. So my goal was to top my score from last year. I think I managed to do that, which I'm pretty happy with, not being able to devote a lot of time with the button to chair. But it was great. It went well. I was seemed to be getting everywhere. It was a great contest. Had a lot of fun, and I was able to connect with a bunch of guys in the club, so it's always good to keep those points in the family. But yeah, that's it for me. It was a good time. I've been sharing too. Switched to Mac from Windows since last year's contest, and so I was lucky enough that I worked out all the kinks, figured out all the right software and connections and everything, and everything ran smoothly, which was a great treat to see. But that's it for me. Look forward to hearing from everyone else. K3ATR, back to that.
All right, well, real good there, Mark, K3ATR from K4EI, and congratulations on the 238 contacts. I'd say that's quite good. And let me ask you, what logging program did you end up using for the Mac?
So I went with Skookum Logger. I think it might have been you that recommended it last week. And then I went and I saw that I'd already found it and installed it, but I hadn't played around and gotten it set up, so I was able to figure that out, and it worked fantastically.
Okay, roger. Glad it worked out for you. So, yeah, it's good software. Okay, listen, let's see. We send it down to Chuck, KO4VNZ. How are you feeling, Chuck?
K4EI, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. I'm feeling fair. The bad news is now my wife has COVID, so as soon as I am well, I'm going to be nursing her through COVID. But I did miss the volunteer examiner session at the library Saturday because of the COVID. But I did get on to the Virginia 2SO party briefly. I just finished up doing my Cabrillo file. I had 32 contacts and a score of 962, which then I was trying to look through all the email. Being sick, I haven't read any of my emails. So I have a question for you or anyone else in the club. Are we sending our files to John or somebody in the club to compile for all of us and submit, or are we submitting our files directly?
With
that, if you can answer that question, this is KO4VNZ, back to net.
All right, well, thank you there, Chuck, KO4VNZ, and again, sorry to hear that you're still a little bit under the weather and that your wife's got it now, but yeah, that's the priority for sure, to get well. Congratulations on the contacts, and as far as your question, John, KX4O just checked in, so we'll turn it over to him. John, how are you this evening?
Doing pretty well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to
say that an email has just been sent out with some instructions. Yeah, technically you have the option to send it to Spark through their upload site or to me. Spark made me the collector for Farologs only because there's so many of them. And I also included a video. I made a video tonight about how to deal with the Cabrillo file and make sure it's a couple of the usual errors are not made. It's just a text file. Go to the reflector, and you can look at the link right now. It's a private video on YouTube. And, yes, it probably makes the most sense to send it to me. The email address is in the email I just sent. It's another email address, not the Gmail one, although anything works. And I will gladly take care of it and get it all tallied up. You know, I do the editing, so you don't have to, and so the Spark volunteers don't have to because of our enormous presence. So there you go. Look at the reflector email, KXRO.
Well, very good there, John. K4O from K4EI, and thanks for all that you do for helping shepherd the FARA VAQP efforts the way you do. So thanks for that. All right, that brings us down to the end of our original list. So let's see if there are any additional check-ins or rechecks. If so, please call K4EI now. Okay, I did not catch that station at all. Did anyone catch that?
Yeah, the noise is beating them up.
Yeah, whoever the station just tried to check in, I'm sorry. I'm not picking up anything out of the noise there, so hopefully better next time. Are there any other check-ins or rechecks? Please call now.
AG4SR recheck.
All right, go ahead, Stephen.
Just a quick clarification. Saturday was QRP. Today was not. I was running 100 watts today. So, not sure if that counts, but 63 of my contacts were 5 watts or less. Thanks for the quick recap on that. Back to you, Jeff. K4EI, this is AG4SR.
Okay, very good, Stephen. No worries. QRP for one of the days still counts for an awful lot, so real good. All right, this is K4EI for the Farinet. I'd like to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. If you have any questions or comments regarding tonight's discussion, or if you have a topic that you would like to see discussed on a future net, or if you have any questions in general about the Falkir Amateur Radio Association, please email us at farinet@w4va.org, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater at the conclusion of the net. And this is K4EI closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and good night.
KX4O, this is AG4SR. Just a heads up, I turned off the tone just before the net because we were getting that awful noise. So I'm not sure if you want me to turn it back on and have that go or leave it as is, but wanted to give you a heads up.
Smart. I would leave it off at the moment because it's clearly still there and you can hear it on the tail there.
Roger that. Just tried to take care of it before the net, and I think it at least helped. You just hear it on the squelch tail now, which isn't terrible.
Depends on your point of view.
Considering that it was doing every time the repeater dropped before, it was way worse. So it's better than it was. I've heard worse. But anyway, just a heads up. If I hear it and can, I'll turn it back on once things quiet down. If not, at least you know the status. This is AG4SR.
Somebody else trying to get in there?
SW8BT. Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't help me, but that was mainly operator error with a burnout brain at that point.
Yeah, what a night.
K4UA?
Yep.
Where is K4UI located approximately? Alright, because I switched my, y'all were talking long enough, I switched my Kraken over, and I had a hit over in Dumpster, which I think might be where I'm leaving. But I don't have the attitude. Pretty close to me.
I think he's near Airlink, David, W-A-P-T.
Alright, I'll look at my picture, but I think this is, if it, the azimuth may be off of the direction, but it's, if it, I can hear it from here.
I'm writing a letter to Spark with my observations for this weekend.
Is that good or bad, John?
It's fine, but we had some interesting things today that, the county line rule, I don't know if that's actually formalized in different contests, do it differently, but some people are handing out sequential contacts from either a borderline or an intersection of like three counties and handing them out in a row, and they were expecting serial numbers back in a row, and it was kind of funny when they finally got to the KW4VA multi-multi, and of course the serial numbers are changing behind the scenes, and it was like, oh, and Andy was like, one at a time, please.
Okay, that wasn't the handoff couple, was it?
Did that in the beginning, but they weren't the only ones.
Okay, well, I didn't come across them, I guess.
Hey, funny, they worked it out a little bit after a while where he would do one county and then she would do another instead of having, two or three each.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit fishy there. Especially when they were calling CQ, that's just a real, like, that really drags it out, because they weren't fast about it either.
Something new, people are always going to invent new ways of making the most of things, so I don't really hold it against them, it's just new.
Please visit www.w4va.org for club-related info.